Zakta Helga Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Demai Perik Vav Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Tes is going to seem very similar to Mishnah Ches. We'll soon see what the difference is. Zakta Mishnah Chaver VeAma Aretz. We have over here a Chaver and an Ama Aretz. The Chaver mentioned over here is a person that is trusted in regard to Taharis, and of course for Mice Rice. And we have an Ama Aretz who is not trusted, not in regard to Taharis, not in regard to Mice Rice. Seems like they're brothers. And Sheyarshu Esavim, they yarshined their father Ama Aretz, who's also an Ama Aretz. So basically, they yarshined Demai. That's different than in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, where Yerusha was one of the cases, but over there, the Chaver and the Ama Aretz yarshined Mamish Tevel. Here, they're yarshining Demai. In the previous Mishnah, we knew for sure no Mises were taken. Here, it's like any Demai, which is a Suffolk. Zakta Mishnah, Yachalhu, the Chaver, Loimelech say to his brother, the Ama Aretz, Toila to Chitim Shebemokim Ploini, you take the wheat in that place, and he and I, Chitim Shebemokim Ploini, I'll take the wheat, let's say, in this place. Just like we learned in the previous Mishnah. Or, Ata, Yayin, you take the wine, Shebemokim Ploini, in that place, and he and I will take Yayin, the wine, Shebemokim Ploini, in a different place, in this place. And it's not considered like he's switching his Chelik with his brother, that would be a sale, and you can't sell Demai to an Ama Aretz. Because again, we're going to apply the rule Yesh Breira by saying, you take that wheat, and I'll take this wheat. It's as if all along, in their partnership, the Amorites owned that wheat, and I own this wheat. We're not switching anything now. And because they're doing this before it was cut, we say Yesh Breira. We can say, okay, we're going to consider as if it was all along this way. That wheat was the Amorites's, this wheat is the Chaver's. The only time we couldn't do that was in Mishnah Zayin, where they're dividing it after the grapes were taken off the vineyard. Avobat, Zakta Mishnah. Lo Yoimelai, the Chaver cannot say to the Ama Aretz, Toila techite, you take the wheat when he's sarim, and I should take barley. Or Toila tehalach. Now here's a chiddush in this Mishnah. Some say that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. Let's just be magdim that in order for something to become tame, it has to first become huchshru lekabel tame. That means like this. If something grows from the ground, and it's disconnected from the ground, and afterwards it becomes wet with one of the Shiva Mashkin, which again, the simon is Yad Shachat Dam. So, I'm sure you remember, Yad stands for Yud Dalid. Yud is Yayin, wine. Dalid is, let's say, Dvash, honey. Shachat, the Shin, stands for Shemen, oil. The Ches for Chol of milk. The Tes for Tal, too. Yad Shachat Dam. The Dalid stands for Dam, blood, and the Mem for mine. In order for something to become tameh, it has to come into contact with one of these shiva mashkin after it was cut. It has to become wet. It's not tameh yet, because it touched the shiva mashkin. But if it touched one of these shiva mashkin, and then something that is tameh came into contact with it, it becomes tameh. So now, let's say there's only wheat over here. But the Chaver is saying, here, brother, toil ata halach. You take the peiros that were huchshru lekabel tameh, because it became wet already. I'll take the peiros that were never huchshru lekabel tumah because they're dry. Now, their father was an Ama Aretz. So if the peiros were huchshru lekabel tumah, we have to assume that it's tameh. That's why the Chaver wants to take only the dry peiros and let his brother take the ones that are possibly tameh. So the Mishnah says you can't do it. The Chaver is going to say, but it's both wheat. You just told me I can say to my brother, you take that wheat, I'll take this wheat in a different place. The answer is, because one is wet and the other isn't, and there's such a powerful difference, al pi halacha, these are considered like two separate things, even if they're both wheat. And once they're two separate things, and you're saying, no, you take that, I take this, that's like you're selling to each other, that you can't do.